Scene 1. Enter Theseus, Hippolyta, Philostrate, and attendants.
Now, fair Hippolyta, our nuptial hour draws on apace. 4 happy days bring in another moon. But, oh, methinks, how slow this old moon wanes. She lingers my desires, like to a stepdame or a dowager, long withering out a young man's revenue. 4 days will quickly steep themselves in nights. 4 nights will quickly dream away the time. And then the moon, like to a silver bow new bent in haven, shall behold the night of our solemnities. Go, Philostrate, stir up the Athenian youth to merriments. Awake the pert and nimble spirit of mirth. Turn melancholy forth to funerals. The pale companion is not for our pomp. Exit Philostrate.
Hippolyta, I wound thee with my sword, and one thy love doing the injuries. But I will wed thee in another key, with pomp, with triumph, and with reveling.
Enter Aegis, Hermia, Lysander, and Demetrius.
Happy be Theseus, our renowned duke.
Thanks, good Aegis. What's the news with thee?
Full of vexation come I, with complaint against my child, my daughter Hermia.
Stand forth, Demetrius.
My noble lord, this man hath my consent to marry her.
Stand forth, Lysander, and, my gracious duke, this man hath bewitched the bosom of my child.
Thou, Lysander, thou hast given her rhymes, and interchanged love tokens with my child. Thou hast by moonlight at her window sung, with feigning voice, verses of feigning love, and stolen the impression of her fantasy with bracelets of thy hair, rings, gauds, conceits, knacks, trifles, nosegays, sweetmeats, messengers of strong prevailment in an ardent youth. With cunning hast thou filched my daughter's heart, turned her obedience, which is due to me, to stubborn harshness. And, my gracious duke, be it so she will not hear before your grace consent to marry with Demetrius, I beg the ancient privilege of Athens, as she is mine I may dispose of her, which shall be either to this gentleman or to her death, according to our law immediately provided in that case.
What say you, Hermia? Beatvest, fair maid. To you your father should be as a god, one that compassed your beities.
Yea, and one to whom you are but as a form in wax, by him imprinted, and within his power to lave the figure or disfigure it.
Demetrius is a worthy gentleman.
So is Lysander. In himself he is. But in this kind, wanting your father's voice, the other must be held the worthier.
I would my father looked, but with my eyes. Rather your eyes must with his judgment look.
I do entreat your grace to pardon me. I know not by what power I am made bold, nor how it may concern my modesty in such a presence here to plague my thoughts. But I beseech your grace, that I may know the worst that may befall me in this case if I refuse to wed Demetrius, either to die the death, or to abjure forever the society of men.
Therefore, fair Hermia, question your desires, know of your youth, examine well your blood, whether, if you yield not to your father's choice, you can endure the livery of a nun, for I too be shady cloister mewed, to live a barren sister all your life, chanting faint hymns to the cold, fruitless moon. Thrice blessed they that master, so their blood, to undergo such maiden pilgrimage. But earthlier happy is the rose distilled than that which, withering on the virgin thorn, grows, lives, and dies, in single blessedness.
So will I grow, so live, so die, my lord, ere I will yield my virgin patent up unto his lordship, whose unwished yoke my soul consents not to give sovereignty.
Take time to pause, and by the next new moon, the sailing day betwixt my love and me for everlasting bond of fellowship, upon that day either prepare to die for disobedience to your father's will, or else to wed Demetrius, as he would, or on Diana's altar, to protest for thy austerity and single life.
Relent, sweet Hermia, and, Lysander, yield thy crazed title to my certain right.
You have her father's love.
Demetrius, let me have Hermia's.
Do you marry him?
Scornful Lysander.
True, he hath my love,
and what is mine my love shall render him, and she is mine, and all my right of her I do estate unto Demetrius. I am, my lord, as well derived as he, as well possessed. My love is more than his, my fortune's every way as fairly ranked, if not with vantage, as Demetrius's, and, which is more than all these boasts can be, I am beloved of Baudius Hermia. Why should not I then prosecute my right? Demetrius, I love vouch it to his aid, made love to Nestor's daughter, Helena, and won her soul, and she, sweet lady, dotes, devoutly dotes, dotes in idolatry, upon this spotted and inconstant man. I must confess, that I have erred so much, and with Demetrius thought to have spoke thereof. But, being over full of self-affairs, my mind did lose it. But, Demetrius, come, and come, Aegis, you shall go with me. I have some private schooling for you both. For you, fair Hermia, look you arm yourself to fit your fancies to your father's will, or else the law of Athens yields you up, which by no means we may extenuate, to death, or to a vow of single life. Come, my Hippolyta. What cheer, my love? Demetrius, Aegis, go along. I must employ you in some business against our nuptial, and confer with you of something nearly that concerns yourselves. With duty and desire we follow you. Leaving the stage, Theseus, Hippolyta, Aegis, Demetrius, and train.
How now, my love? Why is your cheek so pale? How chance the roses there do fade so fast?
Belike for want of rain, which I could well between them from the tempest of my eyes.
Ah me! For aught that I could ever raid, could ever e'er by tailor history, the course of true love never did run smooth. But either it was different in blood,
O cross! Too high to be enthralled to low,
or else miscraft in respect of years,
O spite! Too old to be engaged to young,
or else it stood upon the choice of friends.
O hell! To choose love by another's eye!
Or, if there were a sympathy in choice, war, death, or sickness, did lay siege to it, making it momentary as a sound, swift as a shadow, short as any dream, brief as the lightning in the coley night that, in a spleen, unfolds both haven and earth, and ere a man hath power to say, behold, the jaws of darkness do devour it up. So quick bright things come to confusion.
If then true lovers have ever crossed, it stands as an edict in destiny. Then let us teach our trial patience, because it is a customary cross, as due to love as thoughts, and dreams, and sighs, wishes and tears, poor fancy's followers.
A good persuasion, therefore, hear me, Hermia. I have a widow aunt, a dowager of great revenue, and she hath no child. From Athens is her house remote 7 leagues, and she respects me as her only son. There, gentle Hermia, may I marry thee, and to that place the sharp Athenian law cannot pursue us. If thou lovest me then, stale forth thy father's house tomorrow night, and in the wood, a league without the town, where I did meet thee once with Helena, to do observance to a morn of May, there will I stay for thee.
My good Lysander! I swear to thee by Cupid's strongest bow, by his best arrow, with the golden aid, by the simplicity of Venus's doves, by that which knitteth souls and prospers loves, and by that fire which burned the Carthage queen, when the false Trojan under sail was seen, by all the vows that ever men have broke, in number more than ever women spoke, in that same place thou hast appointed me, tomorrow truly will I meet with thee.
Keep promise, love! Exclamation point. Look, here comes Helena.
Enter Helena.
Godspeed, fair Helena. Whither away? Call you me fair? That fair again unsay. Demetrius loves your fair. Oh, happy fair! Your eyes are load stars, and your tongue sweet air more to nable than lark to shepherd's air, when wheat is green, when hawthorn buds apper. Sickness is catching. Oh, were favor so, yours would I catch, fair Hermia, ere I go. My ear should catch your voice, my eye your eye, my tongue should catch your tongue's sweet melody. Were the world mine, Demetrius being baited, the rest did give to me to you translated. Oh, teach me how you look, and with what art you sway the motion of Demetrius's heart. I frown upon him, yet he loves me still. Oh, that your frowns would teach my smile such skill. I give him curses, yet he gives me love. Oh, that my prayers could such affection move. The more I hate, the more he follows me. The more I love, the more he hateth me. His folly, Helena, is no fault of mine. None, but your beauty. Would that fault were mine. Take comfort. He no more shall see my face. Lysander and myself will fly this place. Before the time I did Lysander see, seemed Athens as a paradise to me. Oh, then, what graces in my love do dwell, that he hath turned a haven unto hell.
Helen, to you our minds we will unfold. Tomorrow night, when Phoebe doth behold her silver visage in the watery glass, decking with liquid pearl the bladed grass, a time that lover's flights doth still conquer, through Athens' gates have we devised to stale.
And in the wood, where often you and I upon faint primrose beds were wont to lie, emptying our bosoms of their counsel sweet, there my Lysander and myself shall meet. And thence from Athens turn away our eyes, to seek new friends and stranger companies. Farewell, sweet playfellow. Pray thou for us, and good luck grant thee thy Demetrius. Keep word, Lysander. We must starve our sight from lover's food, till morrow deep midnight.
I will, my Hermia. Exit Hermia.
Helena, adieu.
As you on him, Demetrius dote on you.
Exit Lysander.
How happy some or other some can be. Through Athens I am thought as fair as she. But what of that? Demetrius thinks not so. He will not know what all but he do know. And as he errs, doting on Hermia's eyes, so I, admiring of his qualities. Things base and vile, holding no quantity, love can transpose to form and dignity. Love looks not with the eyes, but with the mind, and therefore is winged Cupid painted blind. Nor hath love's mind of any judgment taste, wings and no eyes figure unheedy haste. And therefore is love said to be a child, because in choice he is so oft beguiled. As waggish boys in game themselves forswear, so the boy love is perjured everywhere. For ere Demetrius looked on Hermia's eye, he hailed down oaths, that he was only mine, and when this hailsome hate from Hermia felt, so he dissolved, and showers of oaths did melt. I will go tell him of fair Hermia's flight, then to the wood, will he tomorrow night pursue her, and for this intelligence, if I have thanks, it is a dare expense. But herein may I to enrich my pain, to have his sight thither and back again.
Exit Helena. Midsummer Night's Dream. End of scene.